Welcome to Breeder Syndicate, where we explore the history of a clandestine scene through the eyes of the folks who lived it. I'm Matthew, owner of Riot Seeds. I'll occasionally be joined by my co-host Not-So-Dog, breeder and grower from Mendocino. Welcome to the underground. So this is the first time we're trying this on YouTube. I think we're live. I don't know. I hope so. But Not-So's out today. He's at a wedding. So today I decided to bring in the homie Smellboat from Smellboat Seeds. Originally, when I was going to start the first podcast, when I started doing live streams, this is who I was going to do that with. And he got busy with other stuff in life, and we're both stoners, so we just lagged and never worked out. But I'm super stoked to bring him on because he's probably one of the people I have the most fun talking with. And I know everyone will super enjoy him. So without further ado, let me figure out how to bring in a different background and add in my buddy Smellboat.
It's me, Smellboat.
Oh, I can hear you. What's up, Brad? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Bubba. How are you?
Oh, glad to have you, dude. Glad to have you. So I wanted to first start talking about, like, what is Smellboat? Because, like, the first question everybody has is, what the fuck is the name Smellboat from?
Video games. Long ago, there used to be, it's probably still around, too. When I was like 2019, so 25, 26 years ago, we used to play this game called Counter-Strike, and my name was Smellboat on Smellboat Captain. Smellboat Captain, the captain of the Smellboat on Counter-Strike, and it sucked to get killed by the Smellboat Captain.
Because I bet, dude.
He was the captain of the fucking
Smellboat.
So did
you just combine two words?
Pretty much. That's it.
Yeah, that's smart.
So, Carl Larry was another thing when I was... All like in Nintendo, when they would say baseball games, they would say players' names. They'd be all Carl, Larry. So I was also, my baseball players were always Carl, Larry. My shooter games were always Smellboat. So yeah.
I like that. I like it.
Fucking, I mean, what's the point of coming up with something, you know, cool?
Like the first thing I see is people are like, what is a Smellboat scene?
The fuck is a Smellboat? Yeah. It's a human. human.
So we first started talking on the forums back in the day, and then first became like really good friends. Pretty much at the beginning of Instagram.
Yes.
We first started talking really heavily.
Yep.
And at some point, like we had always talked about hanging out because we don't live terribly far from each other. We're both Valley boys, like Central Valley boys, not San Fernando Valley boys.
Yeah.
So we at some point we made a decision to go on this trip to Emerald Cup together. No, and you went full well knowing everybody wanted to kill my ass.
And
you were just there.
Bringing the big gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch the motherfuckers.
You were just there just to, like, help me from losing my shit. And you had some seeds and you had some killer bud. And we're like, fuck it. Yep. Let's go have a good time. You know?
We brought Petey.
Petey, yes. Hold on. I can actually, let's see. Where is it? I'm going to show off Petey.
Yeah, there's a Petey.
Let's go show off a PD. Hold on a second.
Let's see what a PD bird looks like.
I got to take out these stupid things. Okay, here's a PD. Let's find the PD.
There's a PD. There's a PD bird.
A brother from another mother.
Yeah. So that young fella, God, what was he like? Early 20s when he went with us. And he had never done shit. He's not even 30 yet. So he had never done any kind of anything. He had helped me with like some local shows and things like that because I don't like people too much. So
he was so reliable.
He did all the talking, you know, he would sell all my shit. And
I remember being dead, fucking dead running that booth. You remember the NCGA booth? Remember the booth? Do you remember us getting kicked out of the booth like four times?
Dude, I got kicked out. That's the lady. The lady was there. The lady who just stared at me like the
NCGA's wife.
Yeah. She hated me so hard.
She changed her feelings from hating me to liking me to hating me again.
Yeah.
And eventually we had to move on because it was just chaotic. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember dying, like falling asleep, and Petey found the only cup of coffee in all of Emerald Cup after chasing one for 2 hours for me.
I had
to throw props to Petey in here.
Yeah, he fucking carried all of our shit, would make multiple trips back and forth through the car.
Man. That was a brutal weekend.
That was, I don't think we got back to the hotel. Well, remember, we didn't get there until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yes.
And then
we had dinner.
And people wanted to meet at Denny's because it was the only fucking place open. And I get sick off of anything that, you know, that isn't food I make. So I couldn't fucking eat the entire weekend, except for that one place. Do you remember that little tiny like restaurant cafe that we found and with the pie? The lady had all those homemade pies and she was closed. And we were fucking like walked up and we're all, oh, please open, may I have more? We bought all her shit. We bought all of her fucking pie, everything stuff. We're so like, just give us all the fucking pie you got, and because the kitchen was fucking closed. And we went back to the hotel with like 40 pies. Like,
I remember. So fucking high, I couldn't. I was just like, oh, man, I need to sleep. And
just pie.
Money. Just fall asleep in money and pie.
I just went and took your money from you. I counted it, wrote that shit down, and it's all, just go to bed, little sweetie.
Go to bed, sleepy man. And then the next day, I was like 40 times more tired.
Dude, so that's right, though. We got there at like 1 or 2 in the morning, went and had the food, didn't get to the hotel until like 3 or 4, and then had to be at the show like at 9 in the morning or something. And then we did the show like, we stayed way too fucking long on day one.
We stayed
until the night.
Until the night.
And then day two, I had to do that the interviews, and then I had to do that commercial thing with MicroBlife. And dude, we were so fucking exhausted. We were all like, "Can we just go?" And then we were gonna stay another night, and I was all, "Fuck that! I can make the drive. You two just sleep." And I just drove. Like 6 fucking hours. I was like, yeah, just go.
That was crazy. We did it somehow. That was the weekend of the Golden Coast thing too. Now that I think about it.
It was. That was when that really got handsome. And what's his name too?
Podcast
Kid? Yep. And then
he was there. He was there.
Swerve was there.
That's the weekend Swerve shit his pants. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what's his one of the big dudes? I thought it was the Hawaiian guys, but it wasn't.
Grayskull? He was there.
It wasn't Grayskull. It was one of the other big dudes wanted to beat the shit out of somebody, so we had to settle him down too.
That was Grayskull, and he wanted to beat the shit out of the Golden Coast. Yeah.
There you go. It was Grayskull. Yeah. That's right.
He had found out about what would happen with me and Dave, and he already wanted to kick his ass. So he's like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "Dude, he's not gonna fight. He just keeps calling for lawyers. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
That's it.
Like,
that's it.
Not even worth fucking punching." Yeah.
That was a fun trip when I went out to Maui and visited Grayskull and Joey and them too. That was fucking.
I bet, dude.
I wish you could have been there.
Killer weed, right?
Yeah. They lost. I was supposed to get in like on a Thursday. I basically sat in the airport all day. Then they flew me to LA because I don't like to go to the drive to the big airport. So I'll fly out of the little airports.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to leave my car, you know? And
yeah.
I sat in the airport for like 9 fucking hours. And then they fly me to LA where I was supposed to go to San Francisco. And then I get there and my plane had already left. So then I had to stay at a hotel. Didn't get to the hotel until like 1 or 2. Had to be at the airport back at 5. I did meet John Sally that morning and we smoked before we went into the airport. So that was pretty funny. Then I flew out and I was supposed to go to that show, but they lost all my luggage and it had like my whole quarter pound in it for the show. All my clothes and fucking everything. So I was like, and then I get there and they're like, come to the show. And I was like, dude, I've airport lived for like 2 straight days. I'm not. I'll come and see you guys tomorrow. I'm done. I'm fucking
brutal.
Done. Yeah. But dude. Those fucking pies. Back to the pies. I wish to God I knew the name of that restaurant and that fucking pie. Those pies were so goddamn good.
I honestly couldn't tell you what any of those. I can't even tell you what any of them tasted like. I just remember being a fat kid grabbing my face with like 3 different kinds and be like, I was a pie.
That's what it was. We literally bought, she had like all these different quarter of a pie, half of a pie, and she's all, well, what do you want slices of? And I literally saw, just give us all the pie. just empty. And she looked at us like we were fucking stupid. And I was like, no, for real. You just give us all the pie. All of
it. We want it all.
And then I think she ended up making us food Like, I can't even. They were fucking close, though. They were like, there was the nicest old lady in history.
How the hell did we even get her to open a door for our scumbag ass?
I have fucking no idea. I know three dudes standing outside drooling. Pie. Yeah. I think we ended up eating there the next day as well. Like, twice. I think we went there twice.
Yeah, we probably did. I would have no recollection. That's. There were people I met that weekend, and hands I shook, and I couldn't. I was so tired. I've never been more tired.
That was the interview with the other that kid, the Australian kid,
Jordan.
And then the commercial thingy with Microblife. I was so fucking out of it. I don't even remember I don't remember it. I literally don't remember. Like, I know we went and did it.
Yeah,
because we did it. But
did you do an interview with one of your brothers?
Yeah, the cool brother. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
with the cool brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Brother. I thought it was the other one.
No, it was fucking mad, old Brian.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he wanted to do a brother interview, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. Let's do one.
Yeah,
and, like, we always. I mean, you know, we were brothers. Yeah. So it was good until he became a weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, and for people not watching, don't know. If you're familiar with Mad Farmer Seeds, this is his biological brother.
Yeah.
Like, biological. We're not just saying, like, hey, this is a brother. Like, no, he's my brother.
Same mom, brother. Same dad, same grew up together. So all that shit.
So he's been around to see all of that company forming. But he was always doing his own thing at the same time in a different area. Cool. So let's talk about how you started, dude. I mean, we've never covered it on the syndicate. It's been covered elsewhere. But I'd like to cover it just to jump off.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up around it. So, like, literally, I remember the first plants I actually grew myself, I hid in the front yard of a small town in Oklahoma, because my dad had got caught with 180 kilos, and we left California, you know, obvious reasons, and we moved to Oklahoma because it's a much more lenient state in the 80s than California. I mean, why wouldn't we go to Oklahoma?
So, whole places, why not?
Yeah, dude. So just honestly, the whole story is my grandfather was the chief of police. My dad's brothers were both sheriffs. My dad got caught with 180 keys, did a couple of months. When he went to court, there was no marijuana left. The marijuana had vanished.
Walked away.
Left. So they let him out. He went to my grandma's, grabbed a bunch of pounds out of the attic, and we drove to Oklahoma and lived there for 4 or 5 years so like things could calm down. So I really didn't know, like, I think I was what, I mean, my first memories in life were always smelling skunks and shit, you know, like my dad would come in with giant black trash bags full of weed, you know, and trim it in the house and all that. I'm sure I always went to school smelling like marijuana. I remember when Reagan and them started the DARE program, the cops always wanted to talk to me and I didn't ever understand why, you know, but I had the rundown. I knew what was going on. So anyways, I grew these little plants. I used to collect all their seeds, and my uncle would mow the yard like once a year. So he went out and mowed the yard, and there was these giant pot plants in the front yard, literally. And so that was the first time I grew it. And then I got obsessed. So everywhere we'd go fishing, I would grow little plants. I'd go and put little seeds in the ground. And I would literally start. I started to learn that if I put paper bags over the top of the plants, it would make them flower. Mm. And so I would leave little paper bags, and we'd come back the next weekend and I'd take the paper bag off. And then there'd be like these little 8-inch plants that had started to pre-flower. Dude. And I didn't want to smoke it or anything. I just like, you know, fucking around. But my first really big growth is when I got out of the army. I was pretty mentally busted up. Like, my brain was fucked. I went through a bunch of shit and, oh God, it's a long story. And so I was looking for a place to grow. Like, that was what I wanted to do. It was about 1997. And I just wanted to, like, spend a summer away, check out, and all that shit. And so there's a little town here called Three Rivers. They're Three Rivers, California. It's right at the base of the Sequoias. And I went up there, and a friend of mine's brother had this big side of a mountain that was completely, there's nothing. It was right off of the road, no roads, no water, no anything. So my bright idea was to, hey, let's start growing on the side of the mountain and let's grow from the bottom all the way up to the top. So I have to climb this mountain every fucking day that doesn't have water, with water on my back, like a mule.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I do it and I'm killing it, man. And these plants are getting big and they're getting beautiful, and spring comes, you know, and the rains come back. Then we used to get a pretty good amount of rain, and I started getting these, there was a creek that ran down it. So I started setting up these big 300 gallon water troughs down into the ground. So as the creek ran, it captured it, and it made that life a lot easier. Well, one day I was hauling ass, like running from the top of the hill down to the bottom, and I fell through the fucking ground, and it was a goddamn rattlesnake pit. And I never knew that rattlesnakes like get together, like thousands of fucking rattlesnakes will like turn into a ball and do rattlesnake shit. I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
That is gross. But
I fell into this hole like thigh deep, and it sounded like a buzzsaw went off. And I ran, and I never went back, and I never checked on my plants. And I said, fuck that, grow. And
yeah. Fucking falling into rattlesnakes.
Dude, I was so freaked the fuck out. So then the following year, I didn't grow on that land anymore. I got this old rancher guy up in Squaw Valley who had 180 acres or so. And it was really cool. It had this old movie set on it and shit. Like in the 70s or 80s, they were doing a Western movie. So it was literally a facade. Like you go down the road and it was just like faces of these old saloons and motels and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had built this massive fucking hotel up there. Like the fireplace in this hotel was like the size of my house. And it was completely flooded out. Well, the story has it is that they were doing a Western, and all the movie never got made. And then when the people who were paying for the movie showed up, it was just a bunch of people running around naked doing LSD and coke. So they pulled the plug on the movie, left everything up there. This guy bought it, turned it into like a huge cattle ranch, and just let me have free will. And that year I hit 1,000 pounds outdoor with two fucking workers and was so in over my fucking head.
Oh, I bet.
And dude, back then it was worth so much. It was worth way, way, way more. And I was so stupid. I would be driving through town at 3 or 4 in the morning with the back of the truck, just trash bags, just filled up. And it's all filled with pounds. Just like, just driving. Everything is fine. I'm white. Don't look at me, cop.
It's kind of crazy what you think you can get away with back then, and then you end up getting away with it. Yeah.
Thank fucking God, dude. Yeah, thank God. I'd still be in prison. Like, I would still be in prison to this day. But so that's why, remember, like you had brought up, like we used to talk to each other. Like, it was, I always thought it was overgrow, but you corrected me today and said the other name.
C-Depot is where I first met your brother. It could have been earlier. Brother first made his name and like made a bunch of quotes was on C-Depot.
Yeah. If that still existed, things would be different. Yeah. C-Depot, you and I would talk. And it was funny because it was basically because my name was Smellboat.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of pictures of stuff. And everyone was all, what the fuck is this shit? You know? And I was like, oh, it's just stuff I'm growing right now. And everybody at the time were growing these little tiny indoor, like one light rooms and shit. And I had these monster fucking fields, like literally sides of fucking mountains. So I was never online though, because I had a job 1,000 pounds. So dude, I was so exhausted back in those days. Like, and then and once again I got so tired and fed up with the partner back then. Kind of had the falling out, kind of had M16s pointed at me. Remember, I was only a little bit out of the infantry, so I also was handy with weapons.
Yeah.
So it crossed my mind to go and take what was mine. But I thought better of it.
That's probably smart.
I made enough to be happy and build a really big, nice indoor grow. And that's kind of where I got my indoor grow was from.
Yeah.
That bullshit, you know, and then my indoor grow just got bigger and bigger and bigger and more and more. And But then once again, I got too fucking busy because I like to do everything by my goddamn self. And it doesn't work. Like when you have lupus and shit, like you're all like, I'm going to take on fucking 64 lights and look at me.
Yeah, it doesn't work well with stress.
And then I find myself laying on the couch.
Yeah.
Everything hurts. Yeah. So, but I kind of covered the start.
I think that covers the start.
The seed part, though, you remember me telling you all the time, like I used to be obsessed with like one branching.
Yeah.
So like I would just have males, and to preserve the genetics, I would literally take a male and seed out one branch, and then that branch would get kept in those seeds. So my collection of seeds is absolutely fucking massive of one branching, you know?
Lots of different types.
Yeah. And then I got really, really serious about it when I hallucinated from that chocolate cherry one.
That'll do it. Made
me feel like I was on mushrooms. And I was all like, you know what? This is going to be, it's too strong for me, but I know these potheads that are over here in the fucking chat are going to be all, I love getting really fucking high. So that's why I was like, we're going to work with this shit. It was way too fucking strong for my ass. Yeah. It was way too strong.
I had the Clockwork Orange. It was like that. And people would ask me like about it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't smoke it. It's not what I like. It's too strong in a way that I don't like, you know, it interacts with me to where it fucks me up in a paranoid kind of, not fun way. And I like fun ways.
Yeah.
So some of your first releases were those with when we were releasing them for a seed? Was this your first release? Or
you talked to me into it. You talked to me into it.
I always try to talk the best guys into it, keeping seeds around it and making seeds and joining the seed revolution.
It was like 3 years.
Yes, 3 years.
It's like 3 years of y'all, you need to release seeds. And I was like,
I like the stuff I was seeing. It was during, a lot of it was during the beginning of the cookies era.
Yep.
But it was right at that point where we were like, okay, we're sick of seeing cookies. We're sick of seeing cookie stuff. What can you do that's unique with cookies? And you found a way to make some of the most beautiful, absolutely beautiful, but still wreckingly potent shit. So let's talk about what you were working with to get to that point.
Yeah. So funny how this worked out. So there was a website called Canazon. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, I remember Canazon.
Okay. Yeah. So Canazon, I had a really good friend on Canazon that went by the name Smoke. He was from Canada. And that is where I sourced that chocolate of the chocolate tie from. Okay. Rev, I got the cherry for the cherry tie. Rev's cherry tie, I don't know how Thai-y it is. Mm-hmm. There's Thai it for sure.
But it's a few different things. I think there's two totally different males. Yeah.
It is.
And with one female.
Producing flowering time.
Yeah.
I think that's what Rev was doing. He didn't want a 90 to 120 day. He's trying to get it down to 80 days.
Yeah.
And I fucked around and used mail from Rev's cherry because Smoke had sent me these seeds. And I got to tell you more about that too. But Smoke had sent me these seeds. And Smoke was hilarious, dude. If you were ever on Canazon, you would know who he was.
I was banned from day one.
1 liter bottles, clear plastic soda bottles. That was his grow. And it had these tiny little like T5, T8 looking bulbs. Mm-hmm. And he grew really pretty flower. But every grow, he did one branching. And that's how we became friends. Because I told him about like, oh my God, dude, this is how I used to do it. And he sent me literally like 10 seeds of everything he had ever done. And he loved like black rose, white rhino, white widow.
He sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I'm sure I knew who he was from Pot Pimp or something.
Yeah. And he was, he spoke French better than English. So I used to translate back then you could still use fucking translator. So send the emails. I would write it in English, translate it all into French and send it to him.
And send him mumbo jumbo.
It's half the time it turned out fucking horrible.
I know. Why do you keep accosting him like that with all this sexual innuendo?
So, dude, I still email with him at least once a year.
Oh, that's cool.
And he still has 12 of the original chocolate seeds.
Oh, really?
12 of them. He said this. So he stabbed somebody a few years back. He called them gorillas. Mm-hmm. Tried to rob him. He stabbed one of them, had to go do this whole court thing. He's on probation, all this shit, just crazy stuff. And he said, as soon as everything dies down, those seeds are mine, so I can look deeper into it.
Well, let's see. Hopefully
he gets that. So, dude, I still don't know what it is. He called it chocolate tie number 1237. Just it's little plastic bags, marker, and lots of numbers. Holy fuck, though. When I hit that with the revs, I'm not kidding. The people who got to smoke it, it was literally like a chocolate cherry candy. Like it was,
I might even have pictures of this now.
Yeah, it was some milky chocolate with a cherry finish. And it was fucking stunning. So that's the one that made me hallucinate. It did. Like I went and laid in
there
bed.
It
was so fucking bad. It was there. That's with the rainbow. So that is.
Oh, so that's chocolate cherry rainbow. Chocolate
cherry with back to rainbow back into it. Because chocolate cherry, I took a mill from that and hit triangle with it. And that made what I ended up finding my red vine.
That's right.
And then I took a mail from Red Vine, and OGKB had just hit the scene, and it super intrigued my ass because it looked like a duckfoot, this plant we used to get called duckfoot. It looked like some of the Urkel mutants that we used to find and the seeds and shit like that. And so it intrigued the shit out of me. I got a cut of it and I hit it with the chocolate cherry. The OGKB didn't get me super ripped. Like I could smoke a joint of it and be all like, oh, I'm chill, you know?
Yeah.
But I wanted to see what this crazy 12-foot fucking mongoloid plant and this weirdo slow plant would do when they got after it, you know? So the red vine was that medium, though. So you got the chocolate cherry in there now that I created. That with triangle, that's where I found red vine. Now, red vine isn't the name of that cross, because I used to not name my crosses. I just think this is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Red vine was that mom. There was a certain plant named red vine because it tasted like the licorice. And then so a mail from that went to OGKB. The first fucking seed I found, I started to flower it. And I looked at it and I was all, God damn, that plant's special. I took a bud off of it.
Yeah.
And I put it back into and cloned it and everything like that. And a little shoot came out. That was rainbow. Rainbow almost never happened because it was the first seed I fucking popped. And my eye told me that I didn't take a clone off of it because it's the first fucking seed. And that first fucking seed, I went and took a little white-headed flower later on because I liked its structure. I liked everything about it. That bitch started getting resin like in week two. Like it's all, I'm growing hairs and resin, you know?
Yeah.
This is kind of weird. So it ended up re-vegging. I actually think I took like 12 clones off of that plant. off of the fucking plant with the buds.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay, gotcha.
I knew there's something was telling me that this plant, there's something about it, you know?
Yeah.
So I took a ton of fucking cuts off of it. One of them came out quick. The next ones took a little longer. There was one that took over a fucking year to actually finally grow.
Oh my God.
Out of that little white tip. But by then I had already flowered her ass, mothered, grown.
And you kept it around anyways because it was struggling to live.
Yep. It still kept that bitch because I was like, I took you, bitch, you're going to live forever.
Yeah, you're going to keep fighting. I'll let you live. I remember I had a train wreck, and it was when I decided to get rid of train wreck. And I took it out. I think it was like the last clone in a solo cup at the time in an apartment. I took it out and I set it on a table. And I swear to God, 2 weeks later, I went by, I looked, and that bitch was still alive, just living there and dirt on the table. I'm like, I guess I'll keep you again. You know, but then it died. Of course, after that, it died.
But of course, after that. I swear to God, they can survive in the worst shit, but once you bring them back and try to re-baby them, they're like, no, we don't like this. Like,
you manually dud something accidentally.
They want the fucking ball and gag and to be the fucking...
real quick, I want to show these off because someone sent these in today. My buddy Skidwell, I showed you these earlier, but these are the Riot Seeds wall art knuckle. Look at that shit. He made my logo 3D and made it perfect. Now this is
you
like
showed me some other ones today too, though.
These are the pink. This is actually our colors of our logo and stuff. And artist signed on the back. ACAB 666. Beautiful. Look at that shit. So, yes, it's permanently mounted behind me now. I wanted to thank Skid Willie for it. It's always going to be right here. So, thank you, Skid Willie, for all the hard work. That shit is amazing. So, yeah, I had to I had to throw in some props. So let's talk what you've been doing the past few years.
Yeah. So, same shit I always do. I go into a shell. I go into me time. I got to get away from everything. I've been working like crazy. My breeding projects, I'm probably 4 or 5 projects in since the fucking original rainbow. Yeah. I did, people kept asking me for female seeds. So I did a female project with both reversing rainbow. I didn't like how rainbow reversed. She was hard to reverse. Yeah. So I took sis, and sister reversed a lot easier. And those female seeds are pretty fucking amazing. Like, I wish my buddy was in the chat right now. Let me see if he's in here. I see the podcast. What's up, the podcast? I was looking for, I don't want to say his real name, and I forgot his fucking, his name. Oh my goodness. I have to get to some of these. There's a lot of comments. We're going to have to take a minute.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So anyways, oh, it's Baked to a Crisp. I wish Baked was in here because Rainbow Sister's like Rainbow, right? But yeah. She's more purple, and you get more of this chocolate menthol than you do with the Rainbow. You get like a hard to explain pine-ish funk that if you smoke Rainbow in a room and like you know, like let's say I went down to your house. You've smoked it. You've seen it. I could go to your house and you could smoke whatever you wanted. And I can come in there and know when you smoked Rainbow. She leaves this essence in the fucking air of it. I can't really explain.
Yeah.
The sister, I can explain. It really carried the smoothness of chocolate. Now, you don't get the berry or any of that back on the back end. It's like menthol chocolate.
Yeah.
It's almost like one of those peppermint patties, but I don't want to say that because that's
this is the one that Bryn liked, right? The chocolate fino of the rainbow.
Yep. That's the one. Yep. Right. Bryn. Yep. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I reversed her, and that's where I made a whole bunch of fucking fems with her. I crossed so many strains that I actually liked. Like I actually liked Wedding Cake, so that's one of the newer strains that I liked. And then I did a bunch of old stuff: Triangle, the San Diego cut. Which you have to grow or see because you have to, it's one that we've talked about for years. Shit. What else did I fucking Great Pie?
Great Urkel. Pie Cross is great too.
Yes, dude. Urkel, SR71, Urkel, whatever. Fucking, I swear they're the same plants that just kind of veered off into two different houses.
Yeah. Right.
That just got, just a bunch of stuff. So that was one of the first projects. You remember, you were sending me the reversal spray.
Yep.
That was like 3 fucking years ago.
Yes, it was.
It was like when we went to the cup.
Literally. Yeah, it was right. When I got home, I sent you some spray. Yep.
You sent me the spray. And then I did another rainbow, the Triangle by Rainbow. I wanted to make some, I started obsessing over the old OGs. Unhealthily, like obsessing with the old OGs. So I took a Triangle by Rainbow and started hitting all my old OG cuts and making regular seeds out of those.
And I good like project. OG regular seed lines.
Yeah. And holy shit. There are some OGs that are coming out of there that you'll get to see that are, it's like, holy fuck. Like you actually did it. You kind of brought OG, like the OGs I remember back, you know, into the
fold. OGs of nowadays are very different than what we remember the dank old OG. I mean, like I can think of a few different like expressions that I'm used to seeing in OGs, and anything past that, I don't really consider it OG because they weren't the original expressions of it. You know?
Nope, dude. I've got like that old burnt rubber, that old acrid shit coming out of it. You get that fucking lemon pine salt shit coming out of some of them. We've got some really nice expressions out of them. Once again, I have always bred for myself.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that people like the same kind of stuff. Some people like the same kind of stuff I like, you know? So some of the stuff I breed people like, my flowers never are going to be your biggest yielder in your room. It's just not, what the fuck I look for. Like,
yeah, it's just not something you breed for. Yeah.
That's not what I breed for, man. I breed for the first. I like flavors. And that's why I started obsessing over the OG. I missed the gas. Like I missed that gas. I missed and people say gas, but there's so much more complexity to it. Like we were just talking, there's that acrid, like bile smell. There's the fucking garlicky, funky gym sock smells. There's just those bad smells, you know? And I started missing that shit. Like everything was sweet now and everything was fucking the same.
Everything is the same. That's where we all end up.
Everything was fucking Purple Punch. I'm not shitting on Purple Punch when I say that, but everything started to look like fucking Purple Punch or cookies or gelato. And then gelato was like ice cream cake, and then ice cream cake is back to Purple Punch looking shit. And that's why when I brought up wedding cake, because it is one of the newer ones, that's all, hey, that's pretty fucking nice. Like,
yeah,
it's nice and piney and shit, you know?
A lot of people still like wedding cake. Despite it being all hypey and in a lot of stuff, it still is a pretty good plant, despite all of that. I'm trying to find some good questions for us while we're going through. Here we go. Here's a good question. When was the first time you remember seeing Urkel, Smelly?
Fucking Christ. 99, I think.
99-ish?
99-ish, I think. Right around there. Goddamn. It was definitely 90s. I don't know at the time it was actually called Purple Urkel.
Yeah.
At the time when I started first seeing the purple strains.
Yeah.
But those purple strains ended up becoming a lot of different fucking names.
Yeah, exactly.
So I started first seeing those real purple strains in Northern California in that 90s. So everything that was coming out was these big giant green spheres. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, these little purple flowers, and Jesus Christ, it like set the world ablaze. And so that's, I grew a lot of Urkel, a lot of fucking Urkel, but I'm allergic to Urkel, so I'm not allowed to grow it anymore.
Because the
kid's allergic to it too.
I remember you saying that.
Like
the
terpenes, like literally the terpenes in the air, like the pollen it produces. Rips me to shreds. It makes my immune system attack myself. So fuck that plant. Can't grow it no more.
And you mentioned you have an immune disorder too, right? Like, what do you find that works best for that?
Water, drinking lots of water. No, weed wise though. Like, the good combos of sativas that don't get you jittery, but it still gets you that motivation, that, you know, like where I can get up and move. But you don't, since I had AFib to go with my autoimmune disease and have had heart surgery and been shocked fucking so many times back to life, I cannot get elevated because my heart's been up in the 240s before. And Jesus. They're all like, you hitting the crack pipe? And I'm all, actually, I don't smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but I'm going to die. So you might want to fucking do something.
Yeah.
So the super sativas, like, and that's why, like, I love to breed with them, but I have to be really careful when I first breed with them. So my first rounds after I smoke them and stuff, I usually will take like one hit and just see where it's at.
Yeah.
And then if I don't get too elevated, I start to lean into it more. But that combination, man, and I seen somebody had mentioned a CBD. I like CBD I like smoking even like almost like hemp flowers. There's some hemp flowers now that smell good, taste good.
Oh yeah.
All that podcast, the Shapeshifter cut came from, who's those dudes who do cement shoes and
Cult Classic.
I got that cut from one of the cats, Marcus from Cult Classic.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good cut. That's why I worked with it. I enjoyed that cut.
Let's see what else we got here for you. What other questions we got? Someone was asking about.
I have to answer this one.
Go ahead.
Blockhead by Black Sativa. So the Black Sativa is an unknown fucking sativa. The man who gave that to me is passed. He died years ago. He handed me some amazing strains. So if you have the Blockhead by Black Sativa with the rainbow and she's a beaut, like, just know that that came from a special place. I don't know what Black Sativa is. I'm assuming it's China Black or Vietnamese Black or something like that. I called that shit garbage barge because it literally smelled like rotted trash.
I remember that one, the garbage barge. Yeah.
Yep. So the Blockhead by Black Sativa is a special girl. I love pot. So I seen that, I had to mention that shit.
Okay. What about when Smelly ran into AFGU first? Do you have any experience with AFGUI?
I do. I'm pretty sure AFGUI would never stay in veg for me. she would just always pre-flower constantly, and it pissed me off. So I ran her for a little while, and that was it. It wasn't one of the ones that, like, for me, that I was working with religiously. So I don't have a lot of experience. It was like the, you were bringing up, you had, what was it, the AK-47?
Yeah.
I had an AK-47 AFGUI cross that literally just flowered under 24 hours of light.
Like, that sucks. Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing, but you constantly took clone.
Yeah. You can't keep them in veg.
You can't keep it in veg. So that was my experience with the AFGUI, and it made me sad because it's a good fucking plant. And it wasn't made for my mom room, I suppose.
Are we bottlenecking, boys? I don't know what that means. I think people are confused about what bottlenecking means in cannabis. But if you notice, like, you can cross things into each other, try to make it a uniform line, and it still can't happen in cannabis. And if that can't happen, how are you bottlenecking anything, really? I mean, you can increase inbred traits and, like, blueberry without bottlenecking, too.
Yeah, I think blueberry was so deep into its lineage. I mean, what... 15, 20 times in, like,
yeah, I don't, the one that I ended up with, I have no money. It has, it, like, they said that, so DJ was supposedly an F4 when they got it. Some dude worked it four generations, another dude worked it another four generations, and somehow it kept the blueberry smell without looking anything like blueberry or having mutations. It's an interesting one. It's a really interesting one.
I did, Rowdy Fly Fishing, I did get lots of different Kims from our friend in Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had was a variegation cut of the fucking Kim. And then I had Sis. Yeah, I think he had one labeled Kim Sis, Kim 91, and then the D. They're good plants. So the Kim D was a good plant. I mean, all of them were nice green, like, kind of shit I like to smoke. So
yeah,
no complaints for me, like, at all. So I did finally, and I worked with Kim a bit as well.
I've never really been a Kim person myself. Like the Kim 91 itself, like, I don't like smoking it too much. I think it's ugly. I mean, there's a few people who grow it really well. Like Skunk Yeager is a killer, but I cannot make that plant look fucking pretty.
I actually did okay with it. Like, I could make her look decent enough, but no, you're right. She doesn't find her way into the garden as very often.
Yeah.
Because I do have these other OG cuts that I love. Somebody said something about a Legend Rainbow, and I actually did that. I did a Legend OG by Rainbow in one of the crosses recently.
Which one did you like? Out of the OGs that you've crossed to Rainbow, which is your favorite?
The San Diego.
San Diego OG?
Yeah, for some reason. And Triangle with Rainbow, it really brings a lot of Triangle, because you got Triangle on in Rainbow and Triangle there. So you get a lot of OG. But you, this San Diego, a friend of mine, he's actually a really good friend. God, that girl right there. I love that one. God damn. I grow pretty weed.
That's a pretty weed.
Dude, the fucking, that Skittles by Rainbow right there.
Yeah.
That's right here. What
was the name of that? Do you remember?
Shit, Fluttershy, I think, right?
Oh, so both of these are Fluttershy. They look like the same plants. I wasn't sure.
They're both Fluttershy. And what's funny is that is two different plants.
Oh, wow.
That's one's in my garden and one's in a friend's garden.
That's cool.
Which one do you think's in my garden?
I'm going to say the left looks like your photos.
Dude, see the underneath shot? The one from up underneath? Yeah, yeah. That one's mine.
What? That looks like yours on the left.
I know, but that's what's crazy. That fucking stupid Skittles by Rainbow cut, they look almost identical. And the fella who grew that one on the left, I call him Meat Hands because he breaks everything. And he
Wait, is that the dude that I met?
You fucking know Boston. I remember Meat Hands. You know Boston. Yeah. Ham Hands, if we're being specific. Ham Hands. And Ham Hands make that bitch look like that.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I honestly, I love Pod again. Once again, me and him talk quite often. Mm-hmm. I truly believe Blue Dreams and Skittles. I truly believe it, especially with crossing with it and seeing it. I've seen like Blue Dream looking plants come out of that shit. Like, it's a trip. It might not be.
Do you know where you sourced your Skittles cut at?
I got it from the, okay, so you know the guy. I'm not going to say his name. You actually know him. He's from SLO, San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
He used to always be with Gage in them.
Okay. Gotcha.
And he worked with the, what are they called? Turpogs or whatever the fuck those dudes' names are. Before Skittles became cool, he was moving all their outdoor for them of the Skittles. Shit was brown as fuck, but it had a good nose.
Yeah.
And I got it from him. So
Skittles is an ugly ass plant.
Ugly as fuck.
And flower, I don't think the flower would sell too well. Yeah.
Even indoors, it was fucking wanted to be brown. But with Rainbow was like, hey, buddy, let's fuck right. Let's do this thing right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's did you guys down there run into The Kind? And if so, was it traceable back to DJ or Washington Growers? I remember just The Kind Bud.
Yeah, that's how I remember it. Like, so so what we were getting back then, like coming out of Humboldt, they would just call Kind Bud or Green Bud or Humboldt and shit like that. But The Kind Bud was more like a term for like what is the new Za and exotic and shit like that's used now. We used Kind Bud in the 90s to describe, you know, good green bud. I still have seeds from those green buds that we were getting out of Humboldt in the 90s. And it's literally on pieces of scratch paper. And I have wrote it in pencil and it says Humboldt on it. And then one would say Humboldt IBL. And then one would say like Humboldt Green. I still have these seeds. I mean, most of them are like pale tan white shit that's been in the freezer now for 20 years, but I kept them.
That's like, good.
Just in case. I think we'd have to have them get actually
like embryonic more, rescue.
Yeah.
Probably. They're old.
But and I don't even know if it would be worth it because so you would get pounds. And as you go through the pounds, at the bottom of the pounds, you'd find a few seeds, you know. And when you were selling the pounds, you didn't want the buyers to see the seeds. So I'd pull the seeds out of all the pounds as they were coming down from up north. And so I grew a bunch of those up in when I did the 1,000-pound grow. A bunch of that was the Humboldt stuff.
And what was it like?
That was the last time I smelled skunk. That was the last time I smelled skunk.
Makes sense.
And we still have some of those seeds. So there's definitely going to be some skunk scents in some of those seeds. And that's the only reason why I would consider like trying to, I don't want to pop them because I don't think they would grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think so, but they're still like DNA inside of
them. Yeah. I know what you mean. It's disappointing. Yeah. Like if they don't grow and then you wonder if you wasted that tissue for a potential DNA shit later down the line.
I showed you the pictures of the stuff I had from my dad's prison.
Yeah.
When he was in prison and he sent me fucking seeds because he's so a weirdo. Awesome. In this fucking little correctional envelope. And those seeds were all like fossilized. Mm-hmm. Literally, they were like crystallized on the inside. And
oh, yeah.
No idea what those fucking seeds were. But if he was sending them to me, that was his last jail stint. That wasn't like when I was a baby. Gotcha. Later in life. So I was like, what the fuck? You know, you're sending me seeds from jail. These must be special. And then somehow they got put into a box and that box got put into the garage.
How did he end up with seeds in jail?
Who fucking knows? That guy, I'm telling you, man. Well, supposedly I was conceived while he was in jail.
Oh, I can see that.
My mom just got to cruise out there, you know, and be like, hey, what's up? So we're going
to
make
smash.
A baby. Yeah, we're going to make a fucking baby. It's the 70s. Who cares? Ridiculous.
That's a good way to get. That's a good way to know that you're special is when your mama went to jail to make babies. Yeah, just for you. No bring shit. You into this world.
Yeah, it's all like, I heard you were conceived when you were in jail. And I was like, yeah, that's probably the story. That's probably a good one.
So someone's asking, are those chocolate Thai seeds small, medium, or large?
I have some that are tiny, tiny ones. Mm-hmm. And then I have also bred some that are large. I think it really depends, like, the male. Sometimes the male lets the little seeds come out. Sometimes the weird thing with some of the Thai ones is you'll get these really big, fucking, airy, weird seeds, like almost weird. White. Seeds in it, but they grow, like they look pale.
Oh, they're pale, but they look, yeah, I've seen stuff,
but they
like
still
that.
Fucking grow, you know. And it's, I think a lot of it is because I don't want to let her go for 487 days to become black seeds.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. I have some that are really tiny. One was the green tie. What do they call that one? There was a green something Thai that's really tiny. The smallest seeds I've ever seen are those African seeds.
Yeah,
the
tiny,
Ugandan.
Tiny yeah.
Yeah. The Ugandan seeds are like the size of a pinhead. Like they are like tiny, like some of them are fucking like little bitty black specks.
I've had some from the Mekong Delta. Delta 9 Labs used to sell them. They were the Mekong Haze, he called them, but there's no haze in it. But it was just a Cambodian land race. It went 26 weeks, but they were tiny, tiny, tiny black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny, black as fuck. Like black as, and they were tiny little shits. But the Thai seeds are weird. Like I've seen variations of the Thai, but once again, though, like I only had so many pure Thai seeds at the time. It wasn't like I had an infinite supply of those fuckers, you know. So like with Rev's Thai seeds, I actually still have three of the original seeds I found, the cherry in.
I have like 20 or 30 of those cherry Thais left.
They're decent sized seeds. They're they're a normal fucking seed.
Someone asked about if you're working any cool Thai or Southeast Asians. Where is that? Any cool Thai, Southeast Asian varieties in the vault you're planning on working with in the near future?
Well, everything with Rainbow has lots of Thai, and I've backed it to cherry Thai. I backed it to chocolate Thai. So I love my Thais. And like we were talking about, like finding the Thais that... that mushroom filling, right?
Yeah.
That took away all my pain, but it scared the ever. I used to do a lot of fucking LSD. So let me just put that out there. A lot of fucking LSD. So having flashbacks from weed isn't fun. It's all, what the fuck is going on? I started seeing submarine sandwiches walking around on the ceiling and crazy shit.
Delicious.
Yeah. It's all, oh my God, I am so fucking high right now. So. I will forever work with Thai.
Good deal.
I know some people, you know, don't like the structure and don't like the stretch and those things, but I like to take a plant, put it in flower and have her grow into, you know, a tree. And as I flip, I don't want to veg for 2 and 3 fucking months. I don't want to grow leaves. The electricity in California is so fucking expensive. The least amount of time for growing leaves, the better. So I like my plants to stretch. Like some people fucking hate it, but that's a warning. When you buy things with Rainbow, you might find a mutant, but you might find the most stretching plant you've ever seen in your fucking life. Like just wild fucking plant. So
keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in fucking mind. Cause somebody's going to get a pack of Sis's S1s tonight. How are we going to do that?
I don't know. How do we want to do the giveaway?
I don't know. Somebody's going to get a pack of the S1 Rainbow Sister that I'm obsessing over right now. What can we do to give it away?
I don't know.
There's a random person. I don't know. Guess a number. I'll write a number down, and everyone.
Yeah, unless like three people guess the same number.
Yeah, whoever guesses it first. Let me
have to fist fight for it.
Oh, how's the RVK work coming along? I love Red Vine. I will forever, ever work with Red Vine. I did Red Vine by Rainbow. I am going to be reworking with a new male from those seeds eventually. But like I was saying, I have so many fucking, I'm just a critter. Like, I don't know how to explain myself with seeds other than like a fucking itch critter. Like I just got to itchy about and fucking work and work and work. Usually Welsh, you will find a keeper in every pack. Most of the people on here who have bought seeds from me would vouch for that. I found something that they enjoyed in my seeds. Let's see. Somebody
what
else
should I grab asking. To find that Lemon Pledge OG profile? I need a good OG.
Oh, the San Diego by Rainbow, or even the Triangle by Rainbow. It's fucking weird. The San Fernando Valley. Look, so I did work SFV with Rainbow. I did. Mm-hmm. I did a cross with that. But then I started hearing some weird shit about SFV and that there was lies tied with it and some other stuff. So I only released those to some friends as freebies and shit like mm-hmm. that and stuff. So I never sold any of, I don't think I sold it. I don't think we sold any of the SFV.
I don't think
by
so.
Rainbow. I think I just gave them away as freebie packs. You'll also find out when you buy seeds from me, I am way too fucking generous and just go, here's three packs of goddamn seeds for a fucking price of one. And I just give away shit because I'm a weird, I like being nice. I think
so
that's
someone
it.
Asked, where do they buy your gear? Right now, do you have it up anywhere?
No, I don't have it on any sites right now. Mr. Matthew here. Right here, yes. That I'm circling with my mouse is going to be taking care of that for me next fucking yes. week. So
the next round of stuff we'll be carrying on the Riot site. So if people are looking forward to it, just hold your horses and we'll get it up there as soon as we slowly can.
See, I love pot, OMYZ, the bonbons. I'm telling you, the fucking red wine gas, right, bud? I'm shit you not. It's the weirdest thing. Red Vine likes to come out in these crosses just randomly. And you will find this red vine licorice, or like he said, like a cherry fucking wine.
Yeah,
and it's a trip. It's a fucking trip, man. I love pot has probably grown a lot of my seeds.
Yeah,
I think he's grown a lot of my seeds. He's a good guy. I have several fellas in here who have grown a lot of my seeds. The bonbon was a fucking great one. I'm trying to read up. Oh, I see somebody asking, what is Rainbow?
There you go.
Okay. So fifth season, I'll go over it again because somebody did say some lies about what Rainbow was, my brother.
Yes.
So Rainbow started off with what I was saying, the story earlier from a friend of mine named Smoke from mm-hmm. Canada, and he called it chocolate tie. Okay. And then the Revs cherry tie. And that's the cross that I made that made me, you know, I'm not kidding. My wife would vouch for it. I lost track of time.
Mm-hmm.
I went late in bed. She had to keep coming and checking on me. I had to keep asking her how long it's been. Like I was in, I was in a place, man.
Yeah.
I was in a fucking place that was uncomfortable I was younger back then, but I had stopped doing LSD. I had stopped doing mushrooms. I had stopped expanding my mind. And now all of a sudden, after years, like my brain is going through some shit and it wasn't comfortable. Smoke's chocolate, Rev's cherry, right?
Yeah.
So then I took a mail from that and I was, like I told Matt those, I love OGs and
mm-hmm.
Triangle has been one of my like go-to OGs for breeding back in the day. So I hit Triangle with the male and then that's when I found the Red Vine and I didn't really work with those anymore. It was done. The Red Vine was it. Fucking Red Vine was my jam. That was it.
I remember that era. Yeah.
That was it. And then I thought OGKB came out and I said, well, fuck man, that plant's like, the it's that duck foot. Like it was plant, that weirdo plant. So I took a mel from the red vine, which is the chocolate and the cherry plus the triangle. And now I take a mel from that to the OGKB. And that's the story with the first fucking seed was what I ended up. I did not name that, by the way.
No.
3-year-old did.
Yes.
She has now the best 13. Names. She is How now she? Fucking 13 now. She's 13. Well, she's 12.
She'll, she was
she'll
a little
be
girl.
13. She'll be 13 in a
Wow. Months.
I know. So that little girl, I was on the phone. It was you and me talking. And then my friend Ryan and I were talking. And I was telling him about, like, I found this fucking plant. And I've never seen anything quite like it. The way it stacks, the way the resin is. But it was that smell and that terp. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, OG, 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 OG. So I get off the phone, you know, and she looks at me. She goes, Daddy, I know what you can name your plant. And she's in there watching My Little Ponies. I was like, what's that? She's all, Rainbow SSOG. And I was all right. So the SS has no meaning.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's Little not fucking Nazi shit. It's not fucking, it's not sunset sherbet. It's not sour something. Or literally, this is a child's brain who named it Rainbow because she loved rainbows. And she heard me talk about OGs. I don't know where the SS came from, but she said Rainbow SSOG. And I was all done.
Done. Smarter than both of us combined. I'll go with her.
Instantly. Yeah. It's all like, every because day. I was going to name it All That Shit I Told You.
Yes. You put it on one label.
The label would have been fucking all this shit that went into it. So.
And now there's people, so many different people trying to push different rainbows stuff.
Dude.
So it's been more confusing.
And unicorns. Yeah. Rainbows and unicorns, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking out of control with the rainbow and unicorns.
You were the one that was super flaming for doing it. Now everyone's flaming with you.
I know. Well, here's the fun thing. I don't think I've said it very often. I made a bet that I could name, that like do this plant. The kid would name it these pony things and all this stuff. And I would have grown ass men talking about My Little Ponies and stuff like that. And I fucking won that bet.
Yeah, you did.
Because sure look, there's my gay time unicorn pops.
How good did those look though? Are those real?
Mm-hmm.
That was real.
They're like those strawberry ones. But with chocolate and fucking glitter. And,
I bet that's so fucking good.
Unicorn blood and shit like that.
I want to get with the gay time for sure.
I believe that was one of our Australian friends who sent me that picture.
That's
right
amazing.
There. Yeah. Oh, my God. God damn. Hey, so right there, I got that peppery white widow. I actually was just telling Matt the other day, I still have some of the original, like, back when the controversy split, White Widow, Black Widow, blah, 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 those seeds were being done. I still have some of those originals. I love that strain. Yeah. And SS is for boats, right? That's fucking great, Barack Obama. It's true, man. Yes. It is for boats. And real, I understood that, but I didn't think a little kid, like the SS Minnow, I didn't think the 3-year-old would know what it was.
I always thought it was shoot stopping or whatever.
Dude, somebody asked me that once. That's why I was being very clear.
Yeah.
Was all, hey, is that like Nazi stuff? And I was like, nope. No, there's none.
No but,
Nazi.
But my strain Fluttershy 88 might have some.
I know. Yeah, you might want to check fucking Fluttershy or fucking Applejack. Applejack might have a couple of SS's on her hindquarters.
A few lightning bolts might happen.
Fucking Christ, man. I was all, you see how gay my stuff is. Like, it's all super pink and everything. Yes. Like, you don't really think I'm a, like,
and
a
oddly
Nazi.
Enough, we were drawn to each other.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking gay.
And we've actually been to a rest stop together. So,
there was. We went, we had Starbucks together.
Yes, we did, dude. You can't get much more romantic than that shit. We had lots of it. I mean, do you remember on the drive up? How like half of California was on fire and like people were lighting the highway on fire as we were driving up.
Yeah.
So weird.
It was fucking insane.
Yeah, like people were lighting it on fire as we were driving. Like
as we were driving. Yeah. They had like blow torches, yeah, torch guns, and yeah, they were just catching the road on fire. Fucking insane.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I never got. I remember we went to some Mexican food restaurant in like Delano. That was pretty.
Oh my god, that was the best fucking beans I've ever had in my life.
Beans and rice.
It's, I felt so bad because I don't eat when I travel.
Yeah,
because I don't have a colon. It was removed.
Yeah.
And I ordered beans and rice, and I took a bite, and I cried
because I'm sure.
It was fucking the greatest mix. I'm a Mexican food snob, and that shit was.
It was so good. I remember wanting to drive back and get more rice before I got it done, and I was like, fuck.
Hold on. We need to just turn around. Let's get some. Put it in the ice chest, and we'll have it in the fucking hotel when we get there, man. God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss. Dude, I've drove the 99 trying to find that, like, visualize it, but we were so dead. I can't. Like, I knew it was like this little standy story thingy. And we got off of the road and it was like kind of in the middle of nowhere.
It was
and
by Delano, I think.
Yeah. And we did like a little roundabout and it was like a dirt area and a little parking lot. I stayed out. PD had to piss.
Yeah.
I needed to smoke. And you went inside and got fucking rice. So I was like, dude, I want to try beans and rice too. I want to be a big boy. I went in and just asked the girl, I said, will you do a bowl of beans and rice? And then like a tortilla on the side. She's like, do you just want a bean and rice burrito? I was like, no, listen. You do a bowl of fucking beans and rice with a tortilla on the side. Because if I get that burrito, I'm going to eat that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But if I just start dipping little bits of tortilla, I'll be an anorexic fucking weirdo. And be all like, you better stop eating. You're going to shit your pants.
God, we're
Fuck, man. God, that was a car full of fucking morons. We did a live.
We did do a live. That was one of my very first live feeds ever.
We did a fucking live, and I remember people are asking me questions on why I used aloe or something when I was cloning, and I was just like, I thought it was always obvious, like it's free cloning gel, you know, like I was all like, because I'm a cheap ass.
Because
it works. It fucking works. Yeah. So I remember that. It was one of the questions that stick out for some reason.
Yeah. That was one of the first, I think I had started doing live feeds a week before that to build up to the Emerald Cup. Cause I was going to be bringing a bunch of seeds and I was like, hey, we're going to be there, blah, blah, blah. And then on the way there was probably my second or third ever live stream. And then it just never stopped and they couldn't get rid of me.
I know. Now you're, man, I feel so bad that so many people have typed stuff. If there is something, I'm going to look for like 5 minutes right now. I promise. If there's something you want me to answer, type it in. Cause I'll look right now. Cause I feel bad.
We're looking.
Cause people are spending time writing this stuff and I feel like an asshole. SS is for super sexy. And I'm all like, look at all this.
Exactly. Look at all this. Didn't you know?
I turn around and show them a little fucking brown eye in the back door. And they're all like, whoa.
Oh, Jesus. Too good.
There's so much hair. It's like a werewolf.
Brynn was asking me that question the other day. She was asking, why guys have to wipe more than once?
Yeah. You know, I'm like, we have fucking grabbers assholes back there. Yeah, we have little grabbers. Motherfuckers want to hang on. They want to hang on for dear goddamn life.
Especially if you've got mush butt, then you got fucking problems.
Who shot JFK? Probably several people.
Probably several people. Yeah, it seems like it.
Wait, I don't know though, because I have been hearing that JFK's alive and doing well.
is true.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Fuck. Him and Elvis are railing out coke right now as we speak. Any other haze or sativa varieties you found you really liked?
There was the, oh God, what was the Brothers haze that was coming out of Santa Cruz?
Haze Brothers. That's just
Haze Brothers.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Haze. Yeah, that was the haze. Literally the haze. But I cannot smoke it anymore.
Yeah, I bet.
That,
I can imagine.
It just fucking wrecks me. I still can smoke Blue Dream though, and Blue Dream has some haze.
I love Blue Dream.
It has haze in it. And it was coming out of the same area that the Hayes brothers were working in. And
they
call it Santa Cruz Hayes. Santa Cruz Hayes had the Hayes brothers Hayes. So I'm not saying that that's the Hayes that they use, but for Blue Dream to be so fucking special, I would bet a dollar that it was.
There's definitely some Hayes in it. I mean, it was Super Silver Hayes, I believe, by Kentucky. I can't remember the name of the company that originally made the Super Silver Hayes DJ Shorts Blueberry Cross. It was used, but
It was something. So I still like that one. And see, that's where I like that mixture, because I can smoke Blue Dream and not get the jitters, you know.
I think it's because of the blueberry in it. It just makes everything so anti-anxiety. Love it.
I love blueberry, like by itself. Like, I love to smoke old blueberry that tastes like blueberry and it doesn't get you super high. That's why I like growing Calio too. There's probably 9% THC in that fucking plant.
Right,
and I love smoking the shit out of it because I can smoke a whole joint belt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ready to go do shit.
Not right?
Fucking spaz attack in the corner.
Not like, me twitching.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking terrible. Oh, okay. So have you grown out Mom Gooey or Pure Gooey? And how do you compare it to
Than Af Gooey. Do you remember that one from a Gooey Reader?
Yeah. I'm not like super up to speed on Gooey Breeders. I know what he did and stuff, but I had not got around to growing a lot.
I've never grown any of it either myself, to be honest. Yeah. I had a lot of friends that liked the Gooey clone, but I'd never grown any myself.
God, RKS. So literally my first memory in life ever, I was on a boat fishing with my uncle. I was still like in baby diaper stuff and it was dark and the skunks were just spraying everywhere. And as a kid, that's what I thought. It was just weed. It was just fucking weed. That's all they
had. The same memories I had with my dad was that, and to this day, people don't understand it, but I can't, like, if I smell a skunk that has sprayed an area and it's a few miles away, I equate that with weed or burning weed.
I love skunk.
Yeah, I like the smell of it. Yep. As a matter of fact, I had a homie send me some skunk tincture here today. And I opened it in the house and Bryn gagged. And I was like, it should smell good though.
Dude, my dad had a pet skunk when he was a kid. They took the bag out. That motherfucker grew its bag back and sprayed him in his fucking face. I see another one of my friends right there. Taylor Graham. Taylor. Oh, God. Grow Techniques, man. I think you and I have had that drying and curing. Drying and curing. I like the first day or two, I like to get a large amount of moisture out. I don't want to say quickly. God, it's so hard for me to say this because people might take it wrong and say, oh, it's going to be weird. So I leave all my leaves on. Big water leaves I take off. All bud leaves stay on, everything like that. So with saying that, it's holding a lot of moisture. So I get a lot of air movement in the room, but not on the plants. There's just a lot of air movement. And then I have a lot of air coming out and getting cleaned and coming in. We're constantly flipping the humidity around and out. Those first few days are really, really important because if you let it stay wet too long, you're going to lose some of that crispness, in my opinion. You're going to lose some of that crispness to the terpenes. So I get a quicker, like, dry at the beginning, and then I slow that motherfucker down. Then I pick it back up. So it's so weird. I don't do this classic keep it 1% across the board.
Yeah.
I literally am in and out of my dry rooms, checking them fucking multiple times a day. That kind of stuff. I will raise humidity, lower humidity. So for me, like, I am probably one of the worst people to learn to grow from because
it's all on the fly.
It's all in my brain that I'm constantly fucking doing. Even when I'm feeding plants, like, I go and check the plants and I go, okay, this is where I am. This is what I do. It's like when I leave and PD has to come and fucking help. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, everything gets ruined. I now do not go any like vacations or anything while I'm growing unless I can fill my reservoirs and be back before they're empty and he just waters and stuff like that. But be anal about it. Constantly check them. Feel your buds. Put your hands on it. Smell them. See where it is. You want that crispness, you know?
Yeah, I like how your buds dry and how they keep some of the moisture content, but it's not like you don't get black ash or anything crazy. It's just enough to be sticky still.
It's clean.
Yeah, he's got it down. It's some of the best indoor weed I've ever smoked. Him and Pipsweed are my two tops.
I appreciate that. The terps, Fernando, the terps on Rainbow, I get asked a lot, Matt, what do you, the terps on Rainbow, like, it's like a piney, funky.
I compare the terps on the Rainbow clone, the actual Rainbow clone, to a very terpy OG with some doughy notes.
Yeah, exactly.
I suck at smells.
Almost like sourdough bread with OG. It's like a fucking sourdough starter.
Now,
like,
the other one, my favorite cut is the chocolate one. And that was Bren's favorite. That's the one she loved. And I liked it because it had more of an anti-anxiety high, kind of like blueberry does for me.
Yeah. Matt will have seeds next week.
Yes.
I think what I'm going to do, you guys, on this release is the FIMS. And the reason I'm going to do the FIMS is I've grown hundreds of them. And I am really proud of them. They're really kicking out a lot of really nice stuff. The Rainbow Sis made a lot of nice crosses. Oh, I got a cramp in my fucking leg from reading all those numbers. I know. Fucking Scarecrow, you already won. Scarecrow's already won the first one, right? Yeah. Okay, Scarecrow's already won one. The flowering times on the chocolate cherry tie, that was what was funny, is the Rev had got, that's why I questioned the cherry on the cherry tie.
Yeah.
Because the Rev had got it under 70 fucking days. Like, no shit. Like, his whole goal was to shorten it. And the Rev went hard on that project.
Yeah.
That chocolate cherry, though, that made me go crazy legs, Rowdy, I grew it outdoors into November. And it was, I think, 18 feet tall or so. It was as high as the fucking barn, and the barn was two stories.
Jesus Christ.
I should have never smoked that marijuana.
I should have smoked that marijuana, I'll tell you.
But it did put me, I do have some Blue Dream crosses. I do have some TK crosses with the, they're going to be FIMS. It will be Blue Dream by Rainbow Sis, TK by Rainbow Sis. There is the SD by Rainbow Sis. There is actually I know this one's going to, but it actually bred so well. The 70 London Pound Cake 75.
Oh, did that one breed pretty well?
It bred really well with Rainbow. All it did was lend flavor. It's all it did.
Yeah, like a lot of lemon
And my favorite OG is called, I've called it the San Diego cut or the San Diego OG. That is my favorite OG. I don't really know exactly what it is. And like they said, Alex said triangle. I believe that San Diego and triangle are the same fucking plant.
Could be,
that were in two different people's grows.
Yeah.
And I acquired both of those cuts, but had been on two different paths. Like, person A kept really good care of their cut, and person B might not have taken as good care of his cut.
Yeah.
And that one time that plant had a little regression changed the plant just a little bit. So triangle San Diego, fuck man. I on a deserted island, I could only have one. I don't know. That'd be a rough fucking go for me. They're like equal. They're equals.
Yeah. I have I can't pick a few just to take on desert island. There's several you want to bring.
I'm too much of a flavor person and smells person. Like, I'll have like 14, 15 jars when I grow that I keep, and I'm all, oh, that was so good. Oh, that was so good. And I prefer to smell 14 different flowers and then go through and pick it. And then it's the whole breaking it up. I still break up my fucking weed with my fingers.
Yeah.
So I can get, and then I roll my joints and I still use little.
I like to be able to feel how it's breaking up.
Yeah.
I like to be all able, of like it. Every last bit of it. I like to know how it's dried and you don't get that from a grinder.
Nope. That's what's cool about the San Diego cut. It breaks up this. You get this tiny little stem at the end, and it's this sticky leaves of funk, nasty. So I was shucking some of those seeds. I wish she was in here, but she's not. I was shucking some of those seeds the other night. My friend who is in here, actually, I'm not going to say who you are, but he's in here. He knows who he is. And I was shucking seeds. It was a couple of weeks ago, and I told him the story too. The wife came in pissed that one of the dogs had pissed all over the house. They had just pissed everywhere. And she's like, there's piss in the fucking house. And I was like, and then she looks at me. She goes, it's the weed. That's how pissy some of these OGs can be to people. Like, people can, like, this cut to my wife smells like piss. To me, it doesn't, like, at all. Like, but it's that.
Isn't it weird?
That, like, that funk.
That ammonia shit,
Yeah.
So, I can't find 296, but I did find 297.
You found 297?
I found 297 and all this shit. It was I Love Pot. So it's someone that already wants to grow your shit. So works
so
great.
I Love Pot also had the 279. And that was when I was all like, oh my God, somebody has it flipped. All right. Hey,
the
I
closest one right before that is 293. So okay. 297 is pot. Dead on.
You know me. Send me the fucking message on Instagram. You know the routine. I don't have to tell you.
He said it so much earlier than everyone else do.
Dude, I know. I know. Dude. Oh, I'm so thank you guys for fucking playing in that game. I love doing that shit. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, I appreciate everyone coming.
Yeah,
and listening.
I liked how I just put this up here to answer that question, and then I see the icon. I'm like, oops.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops. What the fuck is that fucking creepy shit? But yes, I do.
Are you still in here? I Love Pot. If not, I know you on IG, so I will message
you. Yeah,
you
can just hit him up.
Yeah, let me see. Is he still in here? Thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
thanks, Buki and the Beast. Okay, sweet. There I see him. There we go. You know what to do, I Love Pot. You just hit me up on the IG, and I'll give you a few varieties you can pick from. If you want Rainbow Sis S1, I would take Rainbow Sis S1 if I were you. Or one of the OGs.
I'd like to have Smelly on more. As long as we can wrangle each other and get it settled, we'll do it more.
Yep, you guys. I love doing this kind of shit. I actually haven't been nervous in a long time. When you and I were first talking earlier, I was like, this is no big deal. When that countdown got 28, 20, I was all like, what are these feelings? What is this shit in my chest? And then I was all instantly like, all right, it's go time. It's time to start making fucking words.
I start making words and smiling.
Yeah.
Pretend like you want to be here.
Yeah. Fucking say a bunch of weird shit about weird stuff. Dude, we didn't even scratch the surface though.
I know.
Story time.
I know.
It's been an hour and a half.
So much more to cover, dude.
Yeah. We have a lot to.
And now that I know he can get online like a big boy get on this.
Yeah.
Holy shit. He's going to be on all the time.
So we'll be I'll be coming on more often, I suppose. I do have NL5 crosses as well. I don't have NL5 haze crosses, but I have haze crosses with rainbow.
I can send you some NL5 haze seeds.
And I have my brother's NL5. He didn't create NL5 human beings.
Despite
I have the cuts. Yeah, I have the cut that he possesses and I've worked with.
Before we go, here's a quick one. Did your brother create Purple Urkel?
No.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Yeah. That's
that's a question everybody wanted, I'm sure. So there you go.
It's come on. Like I can't I love my brother hates me right now. I'm gonna tell you a story just in 2 minutes. Okay.
Go ahead.
So when I created Rainbow and I started growing it, my brother called me. We would text. He called me and asked me for a rainbow. He said, hey, give me rainbow. I'll work with it and we can release the seeds as a brother. I had already literally sent fucking Matt all my seeds. I had already worked these lines. I was so deep into it. And he wanted basically the finished product and to sell it and say, like, you know, a brother project.
He wasn't interested in you starting your own company, I think, which was he wasn't interested in you doing it yourself or you making the money. He was interested in you giving the work to him.
And I didn't, I wasn't interested in selling fucking seeds.
Yeah.
You literally convinced me to do it. Like, you're the person who encouraged me, who, like, we're all like, hey, you guys, this guy fucking knows, like, things are and stuff, and, like, he grows really well. So, I'm going to make him sell you seeds. I'm going to make him put his shit on the market. I'm going to find, like, make him put it on the market. I'm going to make him put it on the market. And I fucking put it on the market. I can't appreciate the amount of friends that I've met now and the conversations I've had on Instagram. I know I don't post on there, but I still do come and have conversations with so many of you guys. And, like, and I really do appreciate that, because there's some nights when I feel like shit, and so one of you guys will send me a message, and I, like, we start conversing, and some of us have had conversations for fucking hours, you know, just chat. So that is where it started. Then they came to my daughter's birthday and were mad at me for selling them through to Matt. One of the auctions that we did got, a few of the auctions that we did got really high.
Yeah.
I cannot control what people, I was fucking, I was freaking out. I was telling Matt, like, that's too much money.
Yeah, I remember.
Literally, that's
like, I have to send this person all of my seeds because they're spending this much.
I did. I literally, they won like a pack of seeds in the auction. I sent them like four packs because I was like, that's too much fucking money. And then that happened like 10 times. Like, we did like 10 auctions. I was expecting like $300-$400. No, there were some of them that were hit like $2,000 and $3,000 fucking dollars. And I freaked out. Like, I was on, it's not worth it. So, look. Okay, so and that really got them mad. And then one of you guys who were my friends sent me some screenshots of some pretty terrible stuff that was said about me behind my back. And so at that point, I was all like, you know what? If you don't, like, if you don't want to be like my brother, like, let's just not be like brothers. Like, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have never spoke on this.
I know.
Fucking years. For years I've had this. And I know I've been ran down. Like, I know I've been ran down. Like, know I've had shit talked about me and lies said about me and bullshit like that. If you have fucking questions about me or something, just come and ask me, man. I'll fucking
He's a very much an open book like I am. Just ask him.
I'm not gonna fucking lie to you. It's like when people ask me about Afghuli, I'm all like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't really grow it. The only time I ever had it, bitch fucking flowered and veg. Like, I couldn't grow it well. Like, I sucked at growing afghuli. But that's, I wanted to give that little bit. There's so much more to it, but that's about it that I'll say, unless somebody wants, you know, to know more or whatever. So we haven't spoken in 3 years.
3 years.
It's been a few years.
We both wish him the best. I always said, like I said to you, even at the beginning, like, me and your brother weren't necessarily cool, but we were always cool. So I had no reason to, like, not like him. And I was always cool to him. And I always thought that he had made good shit. I thought he made good shit, and there was no reason to make anything up.
That's the Illuminati telling us to wrap the motherfucking show.
Yeah. You've talked too much. You said too much, man. Yeah,
you said too many fucking words. So.
So, everyone, this is my boy Smellboat. He's over on Instagram, at Smellboat, easy to find. And we're going to have his seeds up on the Right Seed Stop, Right Seed Shop, rightseeds.com. You can get the feminized spray there, everything else. And, man. So
I appreciate you guys listening to me spew fucking shit for almost 2 hours. Literally, it was the tip of a fucking massive iceberg. There's so much more shit.
So much more.
Can speak about. We didn't even get into like being where the cookie fuckers grow and white label their PM and their fucking buds and burner backdoor and pounds and just there's so much goddamn shit. So the next time I'm on, I will get into that detail. I was there with these two eyes seeing that shit.
We'll do it within a few weeks or a month. We'll do it. You got it, brother. And
I will be here. All right, you guys. Anyone have questions?
Anybody? Hit him up. This is my boy. And thanks for coming and showing up.
Thanks, you guys.
I know it's last minute, and I really appreciate you, dude. Anytime
you need me, I'm here.
All right, brother.
Later, guys.
Take care.
Want more Breeder Syndicate? Be sure to check out our Patreon by going to Google and searching Breeders Syndicate Patreon. We have a secret Discord where we are available at most times and interact daily. There are a lot of perks to be had there, so check it out. Need seeds? Check out riotseeds.com, where you can get our seeds and our reversal spray for making your own feminized seeds.